Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today I'm going to be talking about UTIs, interstitial cystitis, and bladder health in general. So first I'm going to start by talking about the underlying causes of UTIs. So UTIs, urinary tract infections, are commonly caused by E. coli, which is a normal fecal flora, due to the proximity of the colon to the urethra. Hygiene can certainly help to prevent transference, such as wiping front to back rather than back to front, and avoiding thong underwear for women. However, antibiotic-resistant E. coli is often spread through eating agriculture industry meat products due to significant use of antibiotics in factories. So if you're prone to recurrent UTIs, particularly that are antibiotic-resistant, I'd suggest choosing organic and free-range animal products. The second most common cause I see for UTIs is due to normal skin flora, also called honeymoon cystitis, and this occurs in women who experience UTIs after sexual encounters. There are homeopathic approaches to decrease the propensity for this, but one important preventative measure is to repopulate the vaginal flora with probiotics specific to the vaginal tract to act as a first line of defense against opportunistic flora. Organisms in this category include Lactobacillus acidophilus, Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus salivarius, and Lactobacillus rhamnosus. So when you look at your probiotics, make sure you're looking for those strains if that's an issue that you have. Women especially can also become more susceptible to UTIs with aging as the vaginal lining begins to thin and atrophy as estrogen levels decline. Proper lubrication can help, but often estriol or E3 suppositories can help with prevention, again, strengthening the tissue to decrease susceptibility. Dehydration is also a major cause for susceptibility to UTIs as water helps flush bacteria out. Ideal water intake is about half your body weight in ounces daily and more if you're sweating. Occasionally, recurrent UTIs can be due to low levels of zinc, and this probably has to do with zinc's importance in immune function generally. Okay, on to interstitial cystitis. So when you experience all of the symptoms of UTIs, but the urinary analysis is negative for infection, the diagnosis is often interstitial cystitis, which basically means bladder inflammation. In many cases, those who suffer from IC started out with recurrent UTIs. The two most common causes for interstitial cystitis are intestinal candidiasis or other yeast overgrowth and food sensitivities. When irritants like coffee and soda and alcohol and spices, all of those things can act as triggers once the irritation is already present, but they're not generally the root cause. Usually they simply irritate the already inflamed tissue. In some cases, the problem is actually oxalates, so this isn't usually the root cause either. High oxalates can be secondary to food sensitivities, which can lead to leaky gut syndrome if severe enough, fungal or yeast overgrowth, or gallbladder dysfunction, which is often due to SIBO. Once we identify and remove the obstacles to cure, then we focus on herbs to soothe and heal the tissue. So bottom line, bladder health is supported by all the things that support good health in general, with an emphasis on healthy gut flora, which then translates to healthy flora elsewhere, proper hygiene, adequate hydration, and eliminating inflammatory triggers, which often go back to diet. Naturopathic medicine, no matter what the condition is, always boils down to this: identify and remove obstacles to cure, and then give the body the building blocks it needs to heal itself. And within reason, healing will follow. So I will link in the show notes to the blog post that this comes from, like usual. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.